Hello and welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number one, recorded on January 16th, 2008. So, this is the first episode of what I hope to be many, many, many episodes of the AT Tips Cast. What's this podcast all about? I guess I should start with the title of the show. AT Tips is really an acronym for Assistive Technology Tools in Public Schools. The podcast itself is about the use of technology in public schools to assist struggling students. Now, I know that assistive technology as a term is typically grouped with special education and people with disabilities. After all, one of the definitions of AT, or assistive technology, I'm just going to call it AT, one of those definitions is found in the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. However, I think that AT has applications for any student who is struggling, not just ones with any identified disability. Some purists might disagree with me here, saying that AT is only for people with disabilities, and that if some piece of technology is used to help a student who doesn't have a disability, well, then it's just technology and not assistive technology. But I think that's just semantics and splitting hairs, so I'm going to use, and I think of assistive technology as any technology that helps any struggling student. Let's see, a couple other things you should know. First, I think of technology as any tool that helps. I think many people, when they hear technology, they think something electric or something you plug in, something with batteries. Well, I think technology can be that, but really I think of technology as anything that helps. I'm sure I'll be doing a whole episode on strategies that are no-tech or low-tech in nature. Speaking of episodes and topics for episodes, if you have any ideas for future shows or questions or really anything at all, you can contact me through email at attipscast@gmail.com. I think it would be awesome to get some voicemail questions or comments that I could play on the show. Second, I've wanted to do this podcast for a while now, and it's taken me some time to learn how to get a podcast up and running. In fact, I'm still not completely 100% sure. So I'm still planning it out, and this is about as far as I've got so far. I don't really know what my production schedule is going to be right now, as I have two kids, and they're both under the age of three. So I'm casting when I can, but I think the topic of the AT Tips Cast is important and warrants a show, and since no one else is doing it, at least no one I know of, I thought, well, I guess I'll do it. So if you're listening to this cast, please hang in there as future episodes will be coming. I have lots of ideas for show topics and show content. It's just squeezing in the time between naps for the kiddos and getting it all recorded and posted and just making that time to get it all done. Third, just as this is my first podcast, I've also set up my first blog. This way, you can comment on each show, and we can kind of get some interaction going. You can access the blog by going to attipscast.wordpress.com. Just like this podcast, it's a big experiment for me. I've never done it before, but I hope you come along for the ride and learn along with me. I might find a better place to host the show or do a blog, but this is where it is for right now, so please go and check it out and leave a comment. In future episodes, I hope to bring you discussions on what's being implemented in the public schools to help struggling students, including relevant news items, product spotlights, implementation strategies, conference information, and so on. In fact, this upcoming week, I'm going to the Florida Educators Technology Conference, so hopefully I'll have some information to bring back from that conference on assistive technology in public schools. This week's episode is just meant to be a short introduction to the podcast, but in future episodes, I plan to get into detail about strategies and tools that can be used to help struggling students. So, whether you are a parent, teacher, educator, family member, student, or any other person looking for information on assistive technology in the public schools, I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope it gets your mind clicking about hope it gets your mind clicking about anything that helps students become more successful. That's it for now. Again, if you want to contact me, you can send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive and all your strategies be supportive.